episode 90. Yeah. Finally. Yeah, I mean, we should be on like 95 by now, but
I mean,
fucking life, you know.
But I was just gonna say, life happens.
Yeah,
shit gets in the way. We were aware this was going to be a thing.
Yeah, I mean, we really wanted to get an episode done. What, 2 weeks?
Last weekend.
Was it last weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, last weekend.
It was supposed to be last weekend, but then everything got all messed up because of when you had to leave.
Yeah.
And we literally had like a 2-day turnaround period from the time that you were home for me to get you ready to go back out again.
Yeah. I mean, I was home for like a week, but we had a lot of shit to do.
Well, yeah, the truck was in the shop.
Well, yeah, but just personally, we had a lot of shit to do.
Well, yeah, there was a lot.
So, you know, we just didn't have time to get it done. We didn't. But we are here now.
Yes.
And that's what matters.
That's what
for
matters.
The tens of listeners that are looking forward to another episode.
I'm hoping that our listeners miss them. I kind of miss like us just talking and kind of, you know, connecting with them on some level.
I agree. So let's go ahead and get into this week's episode, because who knows when the fuck we'll have another one.
Maybe before we go out again, when I'm actually joining you.
Yeah. I mean, at least when you're on the truck with me, mm-hmm. we can do it. It just may not sound this good because I'm not taking all the podcasting shit.
Well, there's just no way. There's not enough space, especially if you're going to bring my ass with you.
Yeah, but what we can do is just, you know, bring one of the USB mics.
Yeah.
And just like record on my iPad and do it that way.
Yeah, we can do that.
So we'll try to get something up while you're out on the truck with me, but we'll get into that more. It's a pineapple party. Oh, we got polyamory too. What's that? You want a kink fest? A little BDSM? Well, buckle up, buttercups, because we got that too. It's the Kitchen Sink E&M and Kink Podcast. Yes, the fuck it is. It is the Kitchen Sink E&M and Kink Podcast. Welcome back, all of our kinky fuckers. We got a show to do today because
we're back.
Been like a month.
It has been about a month.
Yeah. And it's your fault.
It is not my fault. I have been busy working and holding down the fort. Yes.
You've been doing a great job taking care of the house and the kid and everything else while I'm out on the road.
You're totally exaggerating right there.
No, I'm not. Well, I mean, the house is still here.
I have not burned it down.
The kid is alive.
However, I almost burnt the house down while you were here.
Yeah. That's, you know, microwaves are hard. But,
you know.
So this is episode 90.
It is.
And
I had to go back and find out.
It's going
to
be kind of like an update on what's going on with everything. And we're going to talk a little bit about swing and BDSM and poly and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, update, I guess. So I've been trucking now for almost a month with my own truck, and it's going. You know, we're doing okay.
Yeah.
Had, you know, a couple issues with the truck, had to get that taken care of. And
just the normal wear and tear.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
which is expected.
You got to spend money to make money.
Yes.
So.
And of course, you're now shopping for another truck.
I am shopping for another truck. Yes.
It's only been a month, but we need another one.
It's not that we need another one. It's just
you would like to have something that's a little bit more functional for what you want it and more comfortable for those long drives.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. The truck I have now, it's a good little truck, but
it's your starter truck.
Yeah, I mean, it's a starter truck. It used to be an old fleet truck, which for those not in the know in the trucking industry, you know, it's basically kind of a bare bones.
Yeah, it's basically a dime a dozen, and they made them in batches, and they send them off to different companies. Here you go. Here is 10 of these trucks that we made from this lot.
Right, because the truck I bought came from a company that had 90 of them.
Yeah, of the same exact one.
Yeah, of the same exact truck. You know, God knows how many drivers have been through it, you know, so like the interior is kind of banged up, you know.
It's not terrible though. Like it definitely could be far worse.
Yeah. I mean, it's not terrible, but when you live in the truck,
you see all those things.
You notice every little thing.
Right. Especially hearing all of the things too.
Yeah. All the rattles and shakes and it drives me insane.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm very particular with my stuff. And, you know, I'm the type of person that if I'm going to live in a truck for a week or 2 weeks at a time, when I get in the thing, I want to be like, yeah, this is a nice ride.
Yeah.
And I don't have that right now. I have the, this is a tool to make this money.
Yeah.
You know, which, I mean, is how it should be. But you also have to factor in your the comforts. Comfort.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm shopping for a different truck that's going to be a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more like, hey, I really like my truck that I drive every day.
Yeah. And, you know, as much as like I like the truck that we have right now and I would love for it to hang around for a little while, I do get the we might need to, you know, upgrade a lot sooner than expected.
Yeah. I mean, but it's not, it's something that you don't know until you get out there and start working.
Right, exactly. And like, these are the things that I don't know about yet, and you're explaining it to me. So when I do get a chance to ride with you in a couple weeks, I'm going to be able to go, oh, okay, X, Y, and Z is what you were talking about. This makes sense. Yeah. As to why you're like, yeah, we need a change here.
Yeah, I mean, and don't get me wrong. Like, I really like the price point at which I bought this truck.
Well, yes, yes.
I mean, you know, it's definitely easier to turn a profit with, you know, a cheaper truck like we have. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it takes a toll mentally and physically on you as the driver.
Yeah.
So I kind of am trying to find that balance of, you know, a little bit more expensive.
Right.
But it's also going to treat me a little better.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just kind of finding that middle ground of something that will treat you a little bit better, still give you that profit, but you're going to be also happy with it too, just getting into it and being comfortable and being like, yeah, this is my truck.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of like trucks and our normal topic, swinging, we have a lot of friends that, you know, really want to take a ride in the truck, if you know what I mean.
They want a different kind of ride. They don't really want to ride in the truck.
Yeah. They want to ride me in the truck.
Yeah.
So the truck I have right now isn't exactly conducive to that. I mean, it can be done. Don't get me wrong.
Right. But it's not going to be as fun.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a whole lot of room.
Yeah.
So that's another, you know, reason for upgrading. I mean, that's not the reason, but it's definitely a part of it, because even when you're with me, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to be hard to fuck in there.
Well, I mean, the main thing that I know it's already going to be tough is that you have the top bunk down. So,
right. Cause I need storage. So right. I have to put stuff on the top bunk, which so means that
it takes off about a foot and a half, almost 2 feet of you having headroom to do anything.
It's way more than that.
Is it more than that?
Yeah. It's like,
okay,
4.5 feet.
That is a big difference.
Right. So like
that
now,
is literally like,
you're not going to be able to ride me.
No.
I mean, like, you can, but you'll have to be bent over me, like, over my chest.
I mean, that's kind of how I do it anyway.
Sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes. So, you know, it's just one of those things that we're going to have to work with it and see how it goes. But in the long run, I want a different truck that, you know, will be more conducive to having some pineapple fun. You know, because I travel all over the country now.
Right. So you have the availability, and depending on how close you get to people.
Right. We have friends all over the country.
We do.
And, you know, there is.
And you actually got to see some of them.
Yes, I did. I got to see a couple of our guy friends.
You did.
Whenever I was out for almost 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one was in Texas.
Yes, I met up with one, but he's from Florida, but he was working in Texas.
Which that was like perfect timing.
Yeah, and he was only like an hour and a half away from me from where I stopped.
That is so super convenient.
His wife put us in touch because she's like, hey.
Oh, really?
He's in, you know, like down in Houston.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm like, I'm heading to Houston, but I'm up here right now. And I talked to him. He drove up, you know, which was super cool of him. You know, he drove an hour. And we went to a dive bar and hung out till like 3 a.m. and yeah, so that was a lot of fun. And then I also got to stop in Louisiana and I saw a good buddy of mine that I got to play with his lovely wife at Pod Bash last year.
You did.
That was my hot wife experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, him and I have become really good friends. You know, we talk every day. he treated me to lunch. You know, unfortunately, I didn't get to spend a lot of time with him because it was just kind of like one of those things. I had like an hour that I could kill.
Yeah. That's not a whole lot of time.
So he picked me up. We went and got some po' boys, which, fucking delicious.
It smelled really good.
Yeah. So got to see him. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see his beautiful wife because she was stuck working until 6. Ooh. So, but I've already promised her that I will get down there again.
There you go.
Because, you know, she's definitely worth trying to get to. She was like a super fun experience, you know, and she's a great lady and they're a great couple. Like, it can be hard to find good hot wife couples, you know, where like the husband is like totally on board, like, you know, loves seeing his wife being pleased and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, and to where you can have that friendship. Right. Like, you know.
Like, it's not just like a one-time event kind of thing. It's like you've kind of grown to have this friendship with them. And now, you know, the next time it's just going to be like friends hanging out and just, you know, having fun.
Yeah. And I mean, it's super special to me, you know, as the single guy or the bull in this situation, mm-hmm. you know, because I get an amazing hot wife that I get to, you know, play with and enjoy, but I also get a super cool friend, you know, in her husband.
That is kind of cool. Like, not many people, I don't think many people can say that.
Yeah. I mean,
like, I know there are people out there that do, but I feel like there's just not a whole lot of that.
Right.
It's usually one time occurrences and that's it.
It's super fun for me, you know, and like, I know he thinks you're super hot and like you kind of think he's kind of cute because he's got that country boy.
Yeah, he's got the burly country boy look kind of thing.
You know, he's got the beer belly and the, you know, the beard and all that.
And he's got an accent too, so that always gets me.
He's got that Louisiana accent. So, you know, so there could be something there, you know, for you two also.
Yeah, something later on down the road.
You know, which is super cool too because, you know, like I said, they're a great couple and mm-hmm. great friends. So that's what we look for. You know, it's not the sex for us. It's that connection and, you know, the friendships that we make. Mm-hmm. So, that is super cool. And, we're getting close to July.
We are,
which means we will be in Pennsylvania for 2 weeks. And with this job now, we're kind of lucky because now I don't have to be like, we have to be home, you know, this
time. No, you can just be like, okay, like the only time that we really have to be home
is so the kid can go to school.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. But like other than that, it's just kind of up to me in mm-hmm. how much money I have, you know.
Right. Be like, "Oh crap, I should probably go back to work now."
You're right. So that's super nice, you know. And we're looking forward to seeing all of our friends from up north mm-hmm. and meeting some new friends, you know, that we've been talking to over the past year. Super excited for some of that. There's some ladies that I've been chatting with, you know, throughout the year mm-hmm. that, you know, we've gotten pretty close and excited to finally hopefully get to play.
Hopefully.
And then of course in September we have Pod Bash again.
Yeah.
So
we've got a lot going on from the end of the summer, really.
Yeah. I mean,
beginning of summer is going to be a little slow.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely want to try and get some weekends in different areas, you know, where we have friends mm-hmm. when you're on the truck with me. So that way we can at least, you know,
have more than a couple hours.
Yeah. I mean, because for those of you that don't know how trucking works, you have a 70-hour work week. And if you want to reset those 70 hours, you have to take what they call a 34-hour restart. So basically you have a day and a half to where it's totally you time, mm-hmm. no work, no nothing. So
you're
just
parked.
You can park at a truck stop, get you an Uber, and, you know, go do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that my dispatcher will work with me. And if I say, "Hey, we want to be in this area for the weekend,"
he can make,
he can make that happen. So we can, you know, see our friends and still make money.
That'd be a perfect scenario.
Yeah. And that's what I'm going to try to do for us.
Okay. I'm down for it.
You know, and then who knows what type of, you know, fun shit we can get into.
Hopefully a lot.
Yeah. I mean, like that'd be perfect scenario because, I mean, if I was working my local job, mm-hmm. we'd basically be doing the same thing, just
more limited.
Yeah, because I'd have to make sure I get back to work, you know.
Right, and then we'd have the drive time or the fly time.
Right.
Here, we're going to technically use that drive time at work to get to our destination.
Yeah, so, I mean, it could work out pretty well, or it might not work out at all. I mean, it's just going to depend on, you know.
Everybody's scheduling and where we can get to.
Right. So, but I'm definitely looking forward to the summer. You know, that's definitely our time to have fun in the swing lifestyle. I wish, you know, we had more time, but I'm hoping, you know, once I get settled in with the new job and everything, and, like I kind of see where I go to more often, that I can, you know, make things happen while I'm out on the road.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of do that hot husbanding that we like to do.
I'm not really sure how I'm going to feel about that with, like, especially when I'm not able to be with you when you're gone. Well, because, see, like, I'm going to have to wait this whole lot of time. Because, like, the one time you were gone for 2.5 weeks. So, like, say something happened in that first week. Like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Right.
Be like, but yeah, I think, that moment there is now gone.
Yeah, but I think it would be super fun, though, to, like, tease you with the information, like, while I'm gone.
Okay.
You know, so, like, say I do meet up with a hot wife or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I tell you that I'm going to go play, and then I just, like, give you crumbs of info until I get home, so that, like, it's constantly on your mind, like, eating at you. I think that'd be fun.
Because you just want to mind fuck me is what you want to do. Okay. So I'm going to need my boyfriends to, like, start giving me the attention that I need. So that way I'll be like, that's fine, honey. I'm going to go busy myself here for, like, the next 2 days to try to distract myself.
Yeah, but see, but I want you to be, like, totally enamored with, you know, how the reclaiming for you is going to be.
See, like, I feel like it'll be different because there's going to be so much time from the time that I see you again, from the time that it happened versus, like, when we go to the events and it occurs, because it's in that moment and it's, like, right there fresh in my mind and, like, it, or I would possibly watch the whole thing. So, like, I wonder, like, I don't know, part of me just feels like it'll be different. And I don't think it'll be different in a bad way. I just don't know if it'll be as intense for me.
See, me knowing you, I feel like it will be more intense just because it's going to trigger that little bit of jealousy in you.
See, I feel like that could be a bad thing.
But because you've, like, been involved in this now for so long, that I think that jealousy will turn into, like a sexual rage.
maybe. Because, like, I mean, because I know, like, I'm always a jealous person. And not, like, in that bad essence like it used to be. It's just, that's just my, it's because I'm competitive. It's really what it comes down to. So it's just, like, this jealous competitive line that I have. And so, like, if I can't take care of it right away, like, I don't know if a part of me will just be, like, I'll just get over it, be, like, fine, it's whatever. Like, I'm so glad you had a good time. Thank you for teasing me and giving me this information of how much fun you had. But, like, if I've got to wait, I'd be like, man, you might as well just, like, wait one more time before, like, you get home. So I have, like, a fresh one to go off of.
Yeah, but I think with me teasing you with it, though, and then also in that, like, reclamation, you know, moment, like, be giving you all the details, like, as we're doing it.
We have not tried that.
Yeah. Like, I
mean, we can try that and see how I feel with it.
I mean, I think, you know, like I said, just from me knowing you, I feel like all those things put together would drive you fucking insane.
You might be onto something.
You know, because, like, when I'm not around and I'm just, like, teasing you a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's going to irritate you because you can't do anything about it.
Oh, yeah. It will irritate the fuck out of me.
But at the same time, it's going to turn you on because you're going to be thinking about what you're going to do to me.
Yeah.
And then when we finally do get back together and, you know, I'm giving you, like, all the juicy details in the moment, you know, then you're going to be like, oh, well, you know, that's where the competitiveness is going to come out. And you're going to be like, well, I'm going to do it this way and I'm going to, you know.
Yeah, because that is definitely where the competitiveness will be coming out from, because, you know, you'll be like, oh, she sucked my dick like this. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, we'll watch this.
Yeah. You know, and, like, I love egging you on like that because,
of course you do.
you know, for me, it's fun because then I know you're going to give like 200%.
I don't do my lazy thing.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it happens when you're in a relationship.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, I do the same thing. Like I get lazy with you sometimes because we're just trying to fucking go to bed. So I'm not going to be or like
fucking not break me.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, that's been a recent thing that like I really have to hold back.
Do you know how annoying it is?
Yes, I do. Because I don't get to fuck the way I like to fuck because I break you every time now.
Yeah, I know. It's really fucking annoying. Like, I can't stand it.
Yeah. Like, I'm almost to the point now where I'm in the reverse mindset where I'm like, I kind of wish I had a smaller dick.
Don't say that.
Yeah, but I mean, but it does kind of get to me, though, because every time we do have a halfway decent session, you break.
I know.
And then we can't do anything for a couple days.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you talk to, you know, the guys that you're into and, you know, they're smaller than me. And like I can just picture them being able to do like all the crazy shit that I want to do. And you can just go round after round after round with them.
See, now this is one thing that I'm curious about is if I'm still going to have the same issue, though. Because like I've used toys that are either the exact same size as you or a little bit smaller, and it still will occur. So now granted, this is a toy versus a human. So obviously humans can gauge things better than.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, like,
and they feel different. So I don't know.
But like, that's the thing though. You know, I'm a little over seven and like I beat your cervix up.
Yeah.
And that's usually what breaks you.
Yeah.
So if you're with a guy that's 6 inches, or maybe even 5.5 that can't hit your cervix.
Right.
You really can't be broken.
I mean, no. I mean, the only thing is like, you know, depending on where I am in my cycle, of course, your cervix moves.
Yeah.
So there could be chances where like you aren't actually breaking me because my cervix is up high.
Right. Which is, I think has only happened once. Like,
well, it just depends. I mean, like we do.
And what position too.
Well, yeah, the position too.
Because, you know, there is some positions that it doesn't matter where you are in your cycle, I'm still going to hit your cervix.
Yeah. I mean, like that one time when you, the first night that you came home, not this past trip out, but the first trip, I don't know what you did, but you were on top and like, you just went in and I was like, fuck ow. And you were just like, what did I do? And I was like, I don't know, but just keep going. But it fucking hurt, but no bleeding.
Yeah.
But then the other night, fucking bled and there was no pain whatsoever. So I was like, I can't win. I can't figure it out. So I couldn't tell you if you hit something or not.
Yeah. It's definitely been irritating, but you've been going to the doctor trying to get it figured out and
trying to,
you know, I mean, hopefully one day we can fuck and you not be broken.
One day. This has been like a year and a fucking half.
I know.
One day needs to happen like today. Actually, no, more like yesterday.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, but that's where I do get like a little jealous, I guess, of, you know, your preferences with guys.
Yeah.
Because like, I know that with your play partners, you can fuck like a porn star and really not have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
Where with me, you're kind of timid and like, you don't give it 100%.
Right,
you know, you don't go crazy.
I'm afraid that I'm going to freaking hurt myself and it's just going to suck.
And if I start to go, you know, a little harder or deeper, you're like, you know.
Yeah. It's exactly what my brain does. It's just like all of a sudden it goes, no, we should probably pump the brakes because this is not going to end well.
Right. And I can sense that in like your body language.
Well, yeah, because I tighten up.
Right. So like then I'm like, oh, she's, you know, she doesn't want me to do this. So let me go back to, you know, nice and easy and...
The nice and easy, boring sex.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So, I mean, like, it's not a bad jealous that I get. It's just one of those things where it's like, you know, for so long,
I've wanted to do what we wanted to.
Well, not just that, but like, I've been wanting to be bigger, you know, thanks to my ex-wife.
Yeah.
And even when we first got together, like, there was times where I wasn't sure, you know, if I was big enough for you. And
you are.
You know. But
now you're like, crap, am I too big?
Right. But now it's like, we can't even fuck the way we want to because I'm too big.
Yeah.
You know, because of what your body's doing. Nope. So I'm like,
Yeah.
You know, and like, I can see the excitement on your face when like some of your play partners or potential play partners send you dick pics and stuff. And you're like, you know, you get this grin on your face like, yep. I could get pounded by that all night. Yep.
I guess I should hide that face better. No, I'm just kidding. I do. I enjoy those. Not a whole lot of them send it because I feel like they, you know, they're self-conscious. So
yeah,
they don't think that it's all that great. And I'm sitting there going like, let me have some popcorn because I would like,
right.
That is my candy and right. My enjoyment of entertainment. Just imagining using that.
Right. Because like you could take that in any position mm-hmm. as long and hard as you want.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where I kind of get that little twinge of jealousy, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm happy that you find these guys that, you know, are able to do that. I mean,
they're really hard to find, too.
It's kind of the same thing as, you know, the women that are size queens that are looking, you know, for bigger dick. Mm-hmm. And their husbands get excited for them when they find them.
They must be so lucky to not have to worry about getting broken.
Yeah.
I want to applaud you. It's so nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I am happy that you found, you know, these potential partners.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, man, I wish I could fuck my own wife the way these guys are going to get to.
One day we'll get there. We'll get back to that.
Yeah.
I hope. God, I hope.
So, now this is a good segue, I think, into our poly topic. Mm-hmm. So, as many of our listeners know, we have been forming a connection with Amy. The unicorn from Idaho. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's safe to say on the show now that we are in a poly relationship with her.
Yes, it is basically official.
Yes. You know, she had a long talk with her other boyfriend and girlfriend, mm-hmm. Holly and Scott, and, you know, told them about us and how she feels. And just wanted them, you know, to be on the same page and let them know that, like, she's not going anywhere.
Yeah, but she wanted them to, you know, be aware and to know that, you know, she was going to be having another relationship with you and I.
Right, which, I mean, is how it's supposed to be. Like, everyone should be communicating, you know, and it was really good of Amy, you know, as the single woman, to let her other partners know, like, hey, I'm not going anywhere. Like, this isn't going to affect my relationship with the two of you, mm-hmm. you know, but this is just,
this is what I need. And this is what I want you to be aware of. Right. And I hope that you support me on this as well, because, you know, I still love you
right. And
I still want a relationship with you guys. I just feel this connection and bond with this other couple, and I'd like to pursue that too.
Right. So, you know, it was done very ethically.
Yes.
You know, which I'm super happy to be a part of a relationship like that.
Yeah.
And now to bring it back to what we were just talking about, Amy and you are internally built identical.
Which is so strange, because we are, like, I got longer legs than her. I know. And I feel like she's hippier than I am. So it's just like, how, like, I would like to know how, where are we the same?
Yeah. But I mean, internally you feel the same to me, and, you know, the same things work on you.
Right. Which that's also really weird too.
So that's how I know you're the same. Cause like literally every little thing that I do to you, I can do to her and get the same exact response.
That's pretty awesome.
So, but what's nice, you know, which even though we're long distance, you know, we don't get to see her all the time. But when we do, like, I know I can fuck her the way I want to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she won't be broken.
Yeah.
Which, like, I know probably kind of, like, makes you feel a certain kind of way.
A little, but it's like at least somebody can get it.
Right. And, I mean, I feel like you're also happy for her that she gets to experience it while you can't.
Yeah. And kind of feel like, you know, kind of like when we had our weekend together, you know, when she wanted to tap in, you know, it was no issue. I was like, yeah, you go. I'm going to go get us some refreshers.
Yeah. And I mean, like, she was even admittedly greedy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where she was like, yeah, I'm going first.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you were just like, get it, bitch.
Yeah. I was like, go for it.
You know, but like, that's one of the great things about the relationship that we all have, mm-hmm. you know, and like, I can also tell when you two just want you two time.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go do my own thing. Like, yeah. it doesn't bother me,
yeah.
you know, but like, we all have that kind of mutual respect for mm-hmm. each other's individual relationships.
Yeah.
You know, which I really enjoy.
And then it all works together when we're all together too.
Right. And, you know, I'm super excited to see where, you know, this relationship goes with her mm-hmm. and, you know, where it could potentially take us,
yeah. you know. Yeah, who knows?
So, that is our poly update. I mean, which I think a lot of the longtime listeners kind of saw it coming.
They probably did, just because of like when we had her on the show and how we all just communicated with each other and how we were describing everything and how much we were going to miss each other. And then like our follow up when we talked about her and just in general, it wasn't really about, well, it was a little bit about of like the potential of maybe something. I think they're like, oh yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah. And I mean, I did get a bunch of messages and stuff after the episode with her,
uh-huh.
you know, that were basically saying like, when are you guys going to start dating?
Aww. When the timing was right.
Yeah. And I mean, like I let Amy know, you know, basically after Pod Bash that,
yeah.
you know, I had a really strong connection with her, but I totally wanted to respect her and her relationship with Scott and Holly.
Well, yeah. And the other thing too, is you don't meet a whole lot of polyamorous people who outside of their already say established polyamorous relationship that they have are able to have another one.
Right.
Like that's very, very rare.
Which I think it, in this case, it helps that we are both long distance relationships.
Yeah. Where if it was in person, it would be a little bit harder for her to do two that right. are away or even just one that's close and one that's far.
Right. So, you know, I think it works out in everybody's favor in that way.
Yeah.
And like, I will say that having, her as our girlfriend, you know, like I feel super lucky, you know, because when we met, you know, officially at Pod Bash.
She was so freaking cute.
Like, we had talked leading up to Pod Bash.
Yeah, you guys have done more talking than her and I did, but we talked once we got there.
Yeah, but, like, I had only really, you know, had any interest in play. Like, that was
yeah.
where my interest was. And then, you know, when I found out that, like, she was going to be, you know, collabing and stuff, doing content, mm-hmm. you know, at Pod Bash. And there was the potential that, like, she was going to play with somebody else right before us or, you know. And I was like, eh, you know, that's not really my style.
Yeah.
You know, so we did the whole, like, BDSM thing where I was just going to top
yeah.
and not do anything sexual with her. Mm-hmm. But then after hanging out with her and, you know, doing the scene with her, mm-hmm. it was just one of those things where like I had that instant connection, you know, cause as you know, I'm the type of person, I read people really well.
Yeah.
And I kind of make my mind up
like about right then.
Yeah. About that person and where I want it to go like that.
Yeah. I'm the slowpoke.
So in that moment, you know, everything leading up to it. And then in that BDSM scene, I was like, I really like this woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, I really want to fucking play with her now, mm-hmm. even though, you know, she had already played. And I was like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Like,
you're just like, this is going to happen because everything else has lined up exactly the way that I would need it to any other instance.
Right. So that right there told me that, you know, she is somebody I could see myself in a relationship with
mm-hmm.
because you're the only other person that I would play with after you've played with somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, and for me to do that with her told me everything I needed to know.
Yeah.
You know, and I communicated that with her, you know, in the weeks and months following Pod Bash.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I said, I tried to make sure that she was very aware that I was totally respecting her relationship, you know, with her other partners.
Mm-hmm.
And that if she ever felt she had room for another boyfriend, like I would totally be there.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I was just going off of me and her. Like, I wasn't even including you because, you know, it's not my place.
Right. And I mean, this was just for you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not one of those people that, you know, is going to hunt for a unicorn for me and my wife.
Well, this is why we do everything separate, because we know we don't, it never works out to do it the other way.
Right. It just so happens
that she was a unicorn is a unicorn and happens to
be into
both of us.
Yeah. She's interested in you as well.
Yeah.
So that's where, you know, this whole thing came about. It originally started for me as just a me and her thing.
Yeah.
You know, and then when I found out that she was really into you too,
you were like, you should probably talk to her. Yeah. And I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah. Because I mean, you're oblivious.
Like, I am very oblivious.
I mean, you really liked her. Like, don't get me wrong, but you weren't like, you know, in that mindset of, I want to make her my girlfriend.
Because yeah, no. Cause like,
you didn't think that she was that into you.
Like, no. And when we were like, after we were done playing it in at Pod Bash last year, and we were just like, you know, chilling out on the bed, and you know, she was just like rubbing my leg, and she was rubbing your leg or your back, and you know, I had that thought of like, this is really nice. Like, I could get used to this, but then like, there's my other part of my brain where it's like, that's not how this works. That's not a thing. So like, I was just like, enjoy this while it is. And then, you know, if we get to play again, that'd be great, because I really enjoyed the overall experience with her.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great experience. And then, you know, of course, when she came to visit us in August, right? Was it August? Or
no, she came to visit us in February.
February.
Why did you say August?
I don't know. It's always fucking hot down here.
It was not hot. It was warm-ish.
It was like 60-something degrees.
That's not August weather. August weather here is like 100.
Okay, well, 60s is hot to me.
Okay.
So,
but no, it was in February.
Yeah, so...
because it was right before my birthday.
Right. So she came to see us. Was it February or March?
Pretty sure it was February.
Okay. Either way.
Yeah.
You know, we had a great time.
Yeah.
You know, and the original, I guess, basis for her coming was to do content.
Yeah, and I mean, content was made.
Yeah, but...
however, there was a lot more of other things that ended up occurring off camera.
Yeah, 90% of things occurred off camera.
It really did. Like, we really should have had some form of, like, a camera system that could withstand just running constantly as soon as there was motion detected.
Yeah.
Not missing any angles, just kept going, because it would have caught so much more of what actually occurred in those 2.5 days.
Yeah. I mean, like, we all had a great time.
Yeah.
You know, don't get me wrong, but it was definitely not a content trip.
No. It was
basically what cemented everybody's feelings for each other, I think.
I think so. Cause like, when I went to drop her off, that was where, like, I felt kind of sad and, like, my heart kind of sunk when I had to leave her. And, like, you know, I ran back and I gave her a hug and a quick kiss. Yes, I did that in Alabama. I do not give a shit. And when I went to leave, I was, like, looking back and she was looking at me as she was getting her luggage weighed. And I was just like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I did not really want to leave her.
Yeah. And, I mean... I was sad panda too.
I know, because you didn't get to go to drop her off. You got to pick her up.
Yeah. But, you know, like, it definitely sucked having to see her leave.
Yeah.
Although, I do love watching her walk away.
Especially in those leggings things that she had. That bodysuit. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, but no. I feel super, you know, blessed that I have two amazing women who also happen to be incredibly fucking hot in my life.
Well, I'm glad that we were able to connect with her and have, you know, this blossoming relationship form between the two of us with her.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, I can't wait to see what happens in the future.
Yeah.
You know, because like, we are not short-term people when it comes to poly. Like, we look for long-term.
We are. And I think, like, you know, just like kind of bringing up like my side of, you know, the poly and where, you know, my shortfall happened with my potential one was that it couldn't go further. So it literally, there was no sense in it because there was no potential for any growth.
Right.
Where this has far more growth. And I hate to say it. When this became, I don't hate to say this. It just sounds bad when I say it. When I learned that this was going to be official between Amy and us, I dropped the other idea. Like, I mean, like it was always in the back of my mind, like, well, maybe. But then once this was like, I was like, yeah, nope, sorry. Like, I got my girlfriend now. I'm good.
Yeah. And I mean, but that's always been your thing though. Like since right. we started poly.
Right. I always wanted that because like I have the guy.
Yeah. Like you always said that you would always pick a girl, like a girlfriend yeah. over a boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't have that in my life. I don't have the best friend that is also my lover. I mean, that's a female. You know, I can't go do the mom things. I can't go do the spa things. I can't have somebody to just hang out with and cuddle on the couch and watch the, you know, the romantic comedies yeah. where like, yeah, you'll suffer through it, but you really don't want to. And I can tell because you're like on the phone, looking up at the thing, on the phone, looking up at the thing. Every now and then you get suckered in, but it's not the same.
Yeah. And I mean,
and I don't, you know, I don't get that like full on sweetness that I'm looking for, like, cause you don't do that.
No. And I mean, I admittedly don't,
right.
like I don't pretend to be that super sweet romantic guy.
Yeah. You're not that,
you know, and like, I feel like if you were to ever have a boyfriend, that would work like long-term, they would have to be super submissive and that mm-hmm. super sweet romantic that you can kind of, you know, not boss them around, but you would wear the pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
and I would totally be down for that too.
Yeah. But that's the only way a boyfriend I think would work for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like, I already have the person who, you know, calls the shots and is the dominant one and, you know, has their way with whatever. So I don't want to have another of that because then I'm just going to feel like it's redundant. And I'm going to get pissed off. Like I already have to deal with one of those, which I love it. But I've also learned I like to be in charge. And that's also kind of a nice thing with when it comes with Amy because she is submissive too. Mm-hmm. So I totally can play being the femdom. And it's in that weird, it's not like super like, I mean, it's dominant, but it's, there's like the, some women who, I guess the ones that are the lesbians, mm-hmm. okay? They have a very strong masculine appearance and just how they carry themselves. I don't.
Right. You're a very feminine, like dominant type.
Yes. Yeah.
But it only comes out like when you're with somebody that wants it.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. Otherwise I just keep it to myself.
Yeah. I mean, you're usually very timid and like shy mm-hmm. and, you know, keep to yourself.
Mm-hmm. But unless it's known, then it's when it comes out.
Right. And I mean, for me, you know, I love the fact that, you know, you're both submissive mm-hmm. and, you know, because that kind of has always been,
you wanted to have two, basically that heirloom.
Yeah. Yeah. That's been a fantasy of mine. You know, to have two submissives mm-hmm. and, you know, I feel like in the future it could be really nice, you know, if we could all live close by and, you know, yeah. stuff like that to where like I could have the, that dominant position in her life as well, outside of just the bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, where right now it'd be very difficult to do that long distance.
Yeah, it would be a little hard.
You know, especially since she has a top that, you know, she plays with.
Right.
In Idaho, so.
Yeah, it would be a lot more conducive to occur when you're all together right. on a more regular basis.
Right, but that's definitely something, you know, I am looking forward to, you know, potentially happening in the future.
Yeah.
And then too, like, when we do get to get together, all of us, mm-hmm. you know, I'm really interested in, you know, us co-doming her, you know, and yeah. having scenes where, you know, she is the main focus as the submissive. Mm-hmm. And then, also, you know, like the cuck scenarios and all that stuff that, mm-hmm. you know, we all kind of have together.
Yeah.
You know, because like you're not so much of a cuck, but I think with her, like it really turned you on to be like forced to watch me and her.
Yeah.
You know, and be like, no, bitch, no touching, you know?
Yeah.
Because then you're just like, but I want to, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and she's the same way. Like, she loves being in that position of, like.
Well, but she likes to still touch them. She'll be like, I'm still touching you.
Right. But, you know, the longer we're together and, you know, the more the trust builds with us and stuff and the more I'm able to do with her. Mm-hmm. I think the less and less she'll try.
Ah, okay.
Because she'll know what the repercussions are.
That's a very good possibility. Yeah. However, she wants those repercussions.
Yes, but, you know, I'm also a sadist, so I will make sure that there is no possible way that she could touch.
Mm, yeah.
You know, and I will force her to watch mm-hmm. whatever I want her to watch.
Yeah.
You know, and same thing with you. Like, because when you're around her, you definitely get a little bratty.
Oh, yeah. But I think I do that a lot when it's just me and another compatible female.
Well, yeah.
That's just what happens naturally for me.
Right, because I think you feel like your submissive side can slip a little bit because there's two submissives.
That very well could happen.
So you're like, let me, you know.
Let me test these waters.
Yeah, let me be a little bratty or even a little bit dominant.
Uh-huh.
Where, you know, like you're kind of dominant over her.
Uh-huh.
But you're being bratty with me to kind of like show her like, I'm not afraid of him. You know, you should be afraid of me, blah, blah, you know.
Well, I'm not so sure if it's like that she should be afraid of me. I think it's more of like, let's watch and see what he does. Because like one's being submissive, the other one's being bratty and dominant, which is not my character, which makes you mad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's see what happens. And then they're, you know, enjoying it and they're laughing and they're, you know, they're kind of being slightly bratty too because, you know, they shouldn't be giggling or, you know, they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing. And you're like, that's not what I said.
Yeah.
So, and then it's just really fun.
So I'm really looking forward to all those different, you know, types of scenes and,
yeah,
you know, like the different mini dynamics that we can have within our dynamic.
And I'm looking forward to like being able to have more like BDSM scenes with her. Just because since it's been so long, a part of me, like, yes, she is more of a pain slut than I am. But I feel like her way of encouraging me to get through, to go further to where I used to be, is what I need mm-hmm. to be able to get back to that point.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like, you know, it would be beneficial mm-hmm. to be able to scene all together.
Yeah.
You know, because... Like, I'm not saying that you're a wuss, but when you're alone, you're a wuss.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. So, I know. And a lot of it is, like, in my head, as I tell myself, no, you can't. I do the same thing in the gym. You know I can go heavier, but I'm like, oh, that one wasn't so good, so I'm not going to push myself. Whereas when we're in a BDSM scene, and it's the same thing where, you know, you hit me, and I'm like, oh, my God, that really fucking hurt. Don't do that again.
Yeah.
But really, I'm like, I could go a little bit more. But I would tell myself, no, right. I can't.
But she kind of makes you,
yeah.
You know, because she's yeah. all sweet and sensitive. And
she'd be like, you got this, honey.
Yeah.
You know you can do it. You're such a good girl. You know this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's definitely like a lot of fun
mm-hmm.
in what we have to look forward to.
Yeah.
You know, and I hope she feels the same. I mean, I'm pretty sure she does feel the same way.
Yeah.
So, you know. We'll try to keep everybody updated, mm-hmm. you know, but it's not going to be like an every episode thing. But,
no.
you know, as things progress or, you know, we have stuff to talk about with that relationship, we will definitely do so.
Yeah.
And so what do you have for BDSM this week? I mean, we just kind of talked about some BDSM, but.
It was the hair braiding plate or being able to, you know, pull on one's hair. I had saw it come up in one of my TikToks that I was, you know, scrolling through and seeing, and I forget, what her name is, but she does a lot of shibari and it looked really cool. And the reason I brought it up was because I've been having issues with losing my hair, and I don't necessarily hate having my hair pulled because it doesn't really do much anything for me. Sometimes it's pleasurable, but lately it hasn't been because my brain goes, crap, I just lost like half my hair now. Thanks.
You used to really enjoy it.
Like, yeah.
Like when we first started dating, like you loved, like when I would just take a handful of hair uh-huh. and just, you know, like you got super wet.
Yeah. But now I know for a fact, because even if I just brush my hair, I lose a bunch of my hair. And I'm like trying not to lose my hair. So I don't really want you to be pulling my hair.
Right.
So when it does happen, I'm like, crap. Well, when I saw the shibari of the hair plaiting, I was like, well, wait a minute. Now, granted, you said you're not really great at braiding. However, I can braid my hair even without looking. I just can't French braid. But it was done with just a regular braid with the rope running through it. Mm-hmm. So if you could get it started, I could do the braiding part and you would just feed me the plate, the rope, and then I could get it through my hair.
Yeah, I've only ever done it with the rope one time, and that was with an anal hook.
Oh, okay. See, like, I feel like that would be fun.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, in general, I would want it for just the sole purpose of being able to pull my hair and not lose any hair. Or maybe only a couple strands versus like feeling like I lost half of my hair in one scalp.
But like, see, pull. Like, I think that's in your head because I mean, when I pull hair, like I grab at the base and I grab a big chunk. It's not like I grab, you know,
a small couple. One.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's not, but when you lose your hair, even just by running your own fingers through it, you're constantly already going, I just lost a bunch. And then especially even when I take my hair down from a ponytail, I'll get a whole bunch of loose hair that will come through. So, like, that in an essence is what I think
But,
about.
I mean, like, it's so weird because, you know, like, yes, you do shed a lot. Like, you have a lot of hair that comes off of your head. Yeah. But looking at you, like, you can't tell that you lose a bunch of hair.
Well, like, I'm really glad because it's bad. Like, it's really bad.
I mean,
like, I really don't know the amount of hair that comes off, like, where it's coming from and the fact that I'm not bald.
Yeah, I mean, the amount that has been in our shower over the past 2 years, you know, or like in our bed or
every woman understands this.
Yeah. In my ass crack.
You it's know, my love. I send you with
wrapped
you.
Around my cock somehow in the morning. You know, I don't know how you're not bald.
I don't know.
Like we could have made a wig for somebody.
We could have,
you know, with all the hair that you've lost. I don't know if it's like, falling out or if it's just like the dead hairs are
maybe
like
because like I don't feel them obviously. It's just like when I take my shower, like holy crap, there's so much. And of course it like it, you know, when you wash out your hair, your shampoo and conditioner, like more comes out every time. And I'm just like, what, how am I not bald?
But I mean, like, but even as a young lady, you know, when we first started dating, like
I did shed a lot then too.
You shed a lot then.
Yeah.
And you had the same little like bald spot, you know, like where your part is.
Yeah.
Like you've had that since you were 22.
Well, then I don't know.
So
back of my head.
Yeah. Like, but I don't understand where all this hair is coming from.
I don't know.
Because like you said, you should be bald.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's not a understatement when I say I'm losing a lot of hair.
Right. But there's no evidence of it, like on your head. Like, it's not like you can look and be like, oh, yeah, that bitch is losing her hair.
Right, right. It's, yeah, it's just weird.
I mean, because you've never had thick hair.
No, I don't. I do not have thick hair.
You've always had super thin.
I have my dad's hair. It's very thin.
Yeah. And it looks the same. Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't grow as long now.
No. Like, it literally had just stopped growing.
Yeah, like after you had the baby, it was like your hair was like, meh.
Yeah,
because you cut it after the baby and it just never grew back.
No, like this is the length that it's been since I cut it. It has not grown.
Yeah.
Like I take off trims and the trims literally get me nowhere.
Yeah.
Like.
So, I mean.
I don't know.
Like the shibari braiding, like I could probably learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm. It looked really easy though. It was like a whole video of her doing it.
Yeah.
So.
I'm just not good with hair. That's why I never went into cosmetology. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm good at visualizing, and I can cut hair.
Yeah.
But I can't, like, style it with my fingers.
Gotcha.
You know, like.
Well, the extent that I can do is sometimes I can curl my hair, and that's really pushing it, and I can braid my hair.
Yeah, I mean, I can watch some videos and stuff and see if I can help do that for you, you know, but.
Ooh, and how fun would that be? Well. Okay, so we could do this. We could braid Amy's hair and my hair together, and we could have it in anal hooks, but cross them so that my hair
is attached
plates
to
into her anal hook, and hers goes to my anal hook. That would be cool.
Yeah, and then I could like whoop both your asses and make you jump and.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Uh huh. I kind of want to do that now.
Great. Now I got to learn how to fucking braid and all that.
It's okay. Amy and I will learn you.
Okay. Good. So, I'm going to be leaving out tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to be gone for 11 days.
Yeah.
Because of the child leaving for Pennsylvania.
Yep. And she's got a birthday coming back, coming up towards the end of this month. Yep. So you're going to make sure you're back for that.
Yep. I will be home the day before her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'll be home until she leaves with my mom.
Yep. And then we'll be heading out then that following Monday.
Yes. Or possibly Friday. It just depends. We'll okay. see what we can get.
Yeah. All I know is apparently I need my passport, so yes. I'm kind of excited.
Yes, we might be going to Canada.
That'd be so cool.
I mean, I kind of hope that we do get to go out there because
I've never gone out west.
I would like to have you see all that.
Yeah, I was super fucking jealous, like seeing all those pictures. And it was like all of the states that I wanted to ever travel to, you went through. And I was like, so cool.
I will say,
I want to be with you.
I'm kind of glad that you haven't been out with me.
Because of the snow?
No, because of all the fucking tornadoes.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, I did tell you, though, if I would have been with you, I would have just buckled myself into the damn thing. And I would be like, we're good. We're holding on to this bitch.
Yeah, I mean.
Because, like, really, what are you going to do?
I've been in or very close to 4 tornadoes in the last 3 weeks.
That's a little nerve-wracking. But, I mean, it has been a very active tornado season. So,
yeah.
And everywhere you were going was Tornado Alley. Yeah. So, like, you literally, every time you turned, oh, look, another tornado. Because you went to another state that happens to have tornadoes.
Yeah.
And they were just following you. Literally, the track was just following you.
It was pretty crazy. I mean.
And then I saw some of the ones that you missed, and they demolished
towns. Oh, yeah. They were the big ones up there in Oklahoma and Nebraska.
Yeah.
You know, like I missed those. The Nebraska one I missed by like 3 days.
Yeah.
I drove right through there. Mm-hmm. The Oklahoma one I missed by a couple hours.
Yeah, that was the one that the side of the building had collapsed because the roof came off.
No, that was in Texas.
Oh, that was in Texas. Okay. I just knew there was one where you were right there and like the tornado was kind of going around.
The Oklahoma one, I got woken up by the tornado siren.
Yeah.
And then I left Oklahoma and I had to drive through actually 2 of the areas that got hit pretty hard. But I just missed the tornadoes by like 2 or 3 hours.
That's crazy.
And then in Texas, when I went to get loaded, I missed the tornado by 3 hours. It literally hit the plant that I was loading at. Yeah. And there was like the walls were caving in and they loaded me.
They had money to make because they had to fix the building.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had to sit there for 3 hours because they had to figure out
how to do it. Yeah.
But yeah. And then just this week. In Tennessee.
Yeah, you had the one in Tennessee. That was a big one, too.
The tornado that went through Carthage missed me by, like, a couple miles.
Yeah. Well, you had tons of pentagons all around you.
Yeah, like, I was like, in those track.
Yeah, you were all in line with where the tornadoes had touched down. So you're just like, cool, it's a waiting time bomb.
Yeah, and I was on FaceTime with you.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, it was
fucking. The rain was literally sideways. It was black.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And then, of course, the wind, you could hear it howling, like, through the truck.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been super lucky that I haven't been, you know, caught, like, in a bad one. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the one in Carthage was just, like, an F1.
Yeah.
You know, because it did get pretty crazy for, you know, a couple minutes, but then it was just kind of like severe thunderstorm. Okay. But, yeah, hopefully by the time you come out with me, you know, the tornadoes will have died down.
It's only in like 3 weeks, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We're getting close to the time where they start chilling.
Yeah. So.
Usually it's about June where they start.
Right. And that's when we'll be leaving. Down. So.
Yeah.
So, but I'm definitely looking forward to having you on the truck you know, and getting to see your titties and ass and, you know, that pretty pussy whenever I want.
Yeah.
You know.
And hopefully you don't break it while we're out there.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
So, definitely looking forward to that. And, you know, we'll finally be able to put shit up on Fansly and stuff, which I apologize to any of the listeners that are, you know, subscribed to the Fansly. It's just been really hard to upload while I'm out on the road. So, yeah. I'm going to have Tink try to upload some of her stuff, from the house here. But then when we go out together, we're going to have to like wait until we get to a good, you know, service area to be able to upload those videos. Cause I mean, they're, you know, gigabytes big.
Yeah. We'll have to do that. And I know, I do believe I have a few more toys that I'm going to do a review for, but I'm going to do the recordings for them and then I'll be able to upload them. They'll just be just me. I mean, obviously it's always me, but I'm not going to have any commentary like I normally do.
Right.
But I'll be able to review it this way.
You'll have to give the commentary.
Yeah. I'll have to do the commentary.
Yeah. So, we'll definitely be trying to get more of that stuff up. Mm-hmm. And then once you're in the truck with me, we'll definitely be able to, you know, post more stuff and we'll probably be doing like short videos,
yeah,
just talking about stuff that, you know, interests us, you know, about the lifestyle and all that.
Yeah.
And we'll be giving updates on if we get together with anybody and mm-hmm. all that stuff. So just please bear with us. You know, we're trying to do the best we can here.
Figure out new ways of doing everything.
Yeah. So, but hopefully in, 11 or 12 days, I'll be able to be home and we can record another episode.
Yes.
But in the meantime, Tink will be uploading some tour reviews and shit like that.
Yes, I have a few already planned.
Okay, good deal. So thanks again for listening, everybody. And until next time, stay kinky, sexy. Fuckers. See, I said stay sexy.
And I'm over here being be kinky fuckers.
Yeah. I was trying to be polite.
Hell no. We don't got time for that shit.
All right, everybody. Have a good one, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Kitchen Sink E&M and Kink Podcast. Please make sure to check out the people who support us, VJ's Hotspot, The Trendy Pineapple, and also Pandora's Resort. They are really awesome people, and they love and support the lifestyle just the way we do. So please make sure that you go and check them out. And if you'd like to find us on social media, you can find us pretty much everywhere at KSENM and Kink Podcast. That's all the major socials: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Clapper. And also now we are moving away from OnlyFans, and you can find all of our video and picture content at Fansly.com/KSENM and Kink Podcast.